Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we will cover question number 39 from the Heidelberg Catechism. Question: Is it significant that he was crucified instead of dying some other way? Answer: Yes, this death convinces me that he shouldered the curse which lay on me, since death by crucifixion was accursed by God. All who rely on observing the law are under a curse, which is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." Clearly, no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteousness we live is by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, the man who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree." Scripture references are Genesis 3:10 through 13 and Deuteronomy 21:23. Christ's death by crucifixion fulfilled the prophecies of Isaiah 53, that he would die as a lamb to the slaughter, and the teachings of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Now let's deal with this question of, was it possible for Christ to have died some other way? In Matthew 26:39, Christ asks, quote, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will." I think this scripture makes it clear that the crucifixion was the only possible way to execute the plan of salvation. Some of you may have guessed that I have more than a casual interest in some of the issues of Reformed theology. Once you start reading some of the history of these questions of theology, you encounter questions that have no real revelation in Scripture and are beyond our ability to know or conceive of. Some of these questions are like, could God have created Adam and Eve not to sin? Could God have created a world where everyone was saved? Could God have created a world where nobody was saved? We can go on and on. John Calvin said that there are some questions that should not be asked. And I may have just asked those questions. The point here is, we need to be concerned with the actual world that God created and the actual plan of salvation, rather than speculating about possible worlds or other so-called plans of salvation. Who here has had a teacher or lecturer ask if there are any questions after a lecture, and then they preface this with, "There is no such thing as a stupid question." There are such things as stupid questions, and I will read you one. This is taken from Table Talk. Now, Table Talk is a book that was written by one of Martin Luther's students. Martin Luther used to have students come over for breakfast, and they would ask him questions, and there was a student who wrote all this stuff down. So it's a very interesting book, and I highly recommend it. But this is from Martin Luther's Table Talk. Here's the stupid question. A student asked Martin Luther, "What was God doing before he created the world?" Luther's response, quote, "What was God doing before he created the world? Was he in a state of rest or not?" St. Augustine relates in his Confessions that someone had answered to this effect, God was making hell ready for those who pried into meddlesome questions. Indeed, the modesty of Augustine pleases me, says Luther. With perfect frankness, he says that in the case of questions like this, he hauls in his sails of his acumen, because even if he should engage in endless speculation and debate, these matters nevertheless remain outside of our comprehension. What does that mean, outside of our comprehension? It means we have no earthly clue what the question means, let alone the answer. And if we do not fully understand even the things which we see and do, how much less shall we grasp these questions? I'm still quoting from Luther. What would you assume to have been outside of time or before time? Let us therefore rid ourselves of such ideas and realize that God was incomprehensible in his essential rest before the creation of the world, and that now, after creation, he is wishing without and above creatures. That is, he is still incomprehensible. Nothing else can be said, because our mind cannot grasp what lies outside of time. We need to remember that God is creator and we are creatures. And some questions are not profitable to ask, and the answers are even more unprofitable.